Cynthia, you have an amazing story to tell. This is Cynthia Soto of PokaShop.com and now a physical retail store. You know, I wanted to talk to you, Cynthia, for a number of reasons. One is that you turned something that happened during the pandemic to you into a positive. So you were working in an entirely different profession. You were doing what when the pandemic hit?
Hi, I was an assistant teacher, ECE, early education. Obviously, all the children, you know, families preferred to keep them at home because of COVID and anything that could happen might happen. So I was doing that, and then I wasn't doing that, and I decided to go into my next big love in life, which is animals. And we've been doing it for a few months, and it's been amazing.
Well, what you did, though, is rather unique. So you started, I think it was on Instagram, and what you sell, and you'll have to describe this much better than I do, as I'm sure you can, clothes for dogs with a Mexican theme.
Yes, of course. Yes, we did start on Instagram. We started just on social media. Friends and family, honestly, word of mouth. And we make a ton of clothing, accessories, raincoats, coats, scarves, bandanas for dogs and cats, and honestly, anything in between. If the size fits, it would be perfect for a bunny, you know, anybody. And we do include my Mexican culture a lot into it because I just love myself and, like, my background and, like, my heritage and everything, and I want to include that, and I want to, you know, show others about it. I want to teach others about it. And what better way than for your fur baby to wear it around and walk around and have people say, oh, my gosh, that's amazing, that's beautiful.
Now, it's one thing to think, okay, I'm going to do something with pets, but why this? Did you get up one morning and think that, oh, it's getting cold out in Chicago, all dogs need a coat, and I want to bring my culture into all this? I mean, how did you think about why this, and were you surprised at how it has truly taken off?
Surprised? Yes, of course surprised. I started this because one of my best friends in Mexico actually started her dog clothing line because that was her dream ever since I met her. She's my best friend and I absolutely adore her. And she was having a rough time with sales in Mexico because of COVID also. And me and my mom actually spoke and she's like, hey, like, talk to your friend. Let's go into business with her and let's do something amazing here. And my mom is actually the one that pushed me to do it. Because it's scary starting a business, especially in a field where I had no idea what I was doing, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where it started, and that's where it came in. And then the designs, I took a personal take on it. I wanted to include my Mexican heritage, but also my Chicano, because I'm first-generation Mexican-American born here. And I wanted to include that because it's like I'm not just Mexican. I'm not just from Chicago. I'm from both, and there's a ton of people like me out there. So I wanted to include that in the clothing and the accessories for people, I think, to feel familiarized with it or identified with it also.
So I would imagine that the clothing in general is bright and colorful because that's what Mexican clothing is generally all about. Am I correct? I'm guessing.
Yeah, most definitely. We do have a ton of color. If you walk into our store, even if you see our Instagram, it's full of, like, lively colors. I think it's just beautiful, and it brings, like, happiness. You know, all the colors, to me, say happiness, and especially when it's really cold in Chicago most of the time. I need those bright colors in my life for all of us to feel a little bit more, you know, happy and whatnot.
Now you're opening up a brick-and-mortar store.
Correct.
Was that a dream of yours? Was that a goal all along, or did you say, oh my gosh, I'm so successful, I don't know what to do next, I've got to do something?
No, it was definitely a dream. I'm very hopeful, and I dream a lot about all goals that I have in life. And when I first started this, I'm like, wow, how beautiful would it be to have an actual storefront? I love doing pop-ups, and I loved setting up all my clothes and everything I had at those pop-ups because I really did enjoy seeing my setup. And I always looked at it, and I always said, wow, like, I would love to do this in an actual storefront. Hopefully one day my dream can come true. And then out of nowhere, it kind of just happened, and things happened naturally. And I went with it, and I said, you know what, like, let's do this. And it's been amazing. So we have our storefront. It's in Pilsen. It's at 1956 West Thermack Road. We had our grand opening this Friday.
Yay!
And Yeah, so we're here. We're pet friendly. I've gotten so many puppies already. I am over the moon. I love it.
Well, congratulations on opening the store. Now, I'll tell you something that happened to me. It was only about 45 degrees out, so it's before, if you remember, and it's hard to remember, before we had that big, big, big cold wave, it was actually unseasonably warm for that time of year in Chicago. So it's about 45 degrees. I'm walking our 9.5-pound Chihuahua mix, and I'm just walking the dog, minding my own business. Dog did have a, I'm ashamed to say, a pink coat on, and I'm walking the dog, and some guy gets out of his car and says to his buddy, and he clearly just moved here because he said so. He said, "You know, in Tennessee, people don't put clothes on their dogs. What's going on in this city?" or something to that effect, as I do my best Southern accent, which is really bad. Point is, he was shocked. So are you surprised that as many people as there are that put outfits, if you will, on their dogs and even plan what those outfits are? Dogs and sometimes cats and sometimes pot-bellied pigs, I imagine, and everything else.
Honestly, I am not surprised. To me, it's personally very normal. Since I was very, very young, I tried to make clothing from whatever pet I had. I grew up with bunnies and tons of dogs, and, you know, my family members had pets also. So to me, it's very normal. I would take clothes off of my Build-A-Bears or baby dolls, and I would put it on my doggy. So personally, for me, it's not surprising. And I do find people that find it shocking or weird or whatnot. And I just talk to them a little about it. And I'm like, well, you know, it's very cold here. I know as much as you want to say they're animals and they can acclimate, they really can't, because I see my dogs shivering. And I'm like, I don't want them to be cold. And my pets personally adore their outfits. They hear, they have a closet, and they hear their hangers clinging, and they run, and they're super excited for me. They're like, "Mom, what are you going to put on?" They love it. So
I am super excited for you, because you've been able to turn around something that happened, the pandemic, losing your job, into something that clearly you are having fun with. How can people find you online? And by the way, if online they want to order something, can you order it for the fit of your dog? How do you do that?
Yes, of course. So you can find us online. Our website is bochashop, bochashop.com. And on Instagram and Facebook, bochashop artesanal. And then, yes, most definitely, we have our sizing guide on our website. It's from extra small to 3XL. And if anybody ever has any questions, I always recommend message us. Email me, text me, call me. I'm here. I'm available. I will walk you through the sizing of your pet and find the best size for them.
Pocha shop. What does pocha mean?
So pocha is a term that Mexicans use to call other Mexicans not Mexican enough. So I heard that a ton growing up.
What?
I was called a pocha and this and that by family members, friends, and everything. And it's because I was first generation here and I was very shy speaking Spanish growing up. It's not until I got older I was like, no, I don't have to apologize for being who I am and whatnot. So I growing up, and I wanted to take that name and make it mine and make it something positive. Like, I am from the States, I'm from Chicago, but I'm also Mexican. Like, I am definitely both.
All right. Give us the street address one more time, if you can.
Yes, 1956 West Thermack Road, and that's in Pilsen.
All right. Cynthia Soto, the best of luck to you. I don't know if they'd call me Pocha or not. I think they just laugh because my Spanglish is so interesting and unique. But nevertheless, I get credit for trying, and that's, I think, what matters. You get credit for succeeding. Congratulations to you. And we're going to be by there with our dog for sure. Thank you, Cynthia.
Oh, yay. I can't wait.
Thank you. Pochashop.com.